All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so I went to the refrigerator and I got Sully a little cereal bowl. We put a couple scoops of ice cream in there, a little whipped cream, you know, like the little kid's sundae. I said, I'll indulge you in this. David, I want you involved. Sully bringing up this Patriots, Quinn, Lions are going to deal the pick. So I said, okay, you want to know what it would really look like? What it would really look like? I'll give it to you. What you didn't mention is one of the best players on a Patriot roster is very likely to get traded this week or draft night. It's second team All-Pro guard Joe Thuney. He's on the franchise tag for $14.7 million. Now, they didn't come to a long-term deal. They're going to trade him. What is Joe Thuney worth on his own? I would guess a mid to high second-round pick. So here's what I think the deal would look like. Now, again, I don't think there's any way in H-E-double-L hell the Patriots are trading up to three to get to it. Just don't see it. Plus, the Patriots have a very unique grading scale and how they view players, and I just don't see it. But I'll work with you. I told you, I'll indulge you. Here's Sully. Here's a little chocolate syrup.
Thank you.
It would be. Let me get you a little party hat to eat your sundae.
And this is perfect, too, as ESPN. I don't know if you have ESPN on right now, Mike. But
I do not.
Bob Quinn is giving a tour to ESPN of his draft room. This is perfect timing.
Oh, really?
We're talking about a deal he could make.
Oh, man. What's it look like in there? Did they put the playpen away?
I think there's six monitors, you know. But, yeah, this is where he'll be swinging a trade like this.
It would be the following. And, David, you ready to go? Here we go. Joe Thuney, number 23, number 87, and their second-round pick next year. That's what getting up to three would look like. Joe Thuney, all pro, going to cost you $14.7, and you better sign him or he's going to walk. So you get an all pro guard, slot him in at one of the guard spots, whatever you like. Number 23, number 87, and the Pats second rounder next year. Guys, that ain't happening. It's not happening. But, you know, I wanted to indulge Sully. I wanted to be real and answer. Look, they're going to trade Joe Thuney. Now, could the Lions offer their second-round pick for Thuney if they were serious about improving the O-line? Of course they could. I don't think they'll do it. I think somebody's going to deal their second-round pick and get an all-pro guard. A very expensive one. One you're going to have to pay. And one, if we're going to be fair, the Patriots have probably gotten the best out of them. I personally would not take that deal, and here's why. You are giving up the ability to take someone at three that makes no money, is under team control for 5 years, and in return, you've gone into the wilderness. Thuney, see, here's the difference between Thuney and Ngakoue. Thuney signed his tender on a franchise tag. The Pats can trade him without working out a deal. Ngakoue didn't sign his tender, meaning they can't trade him until Ngakoue's got a deal with another team. You see the difference? So I'm not getting involved in that rigmarole. And then I'm picking at 23. You're in the wilderness, man. I mean, it's fine to say, oh, it's a lottery ticket. It's great. Yeah, but you can't name 23 players in this draft. And now I got to trust Bob Quinn to find a guy. And 87, I got to find a guy. That's great. But remember what you passed up at 3. Remember how you're going to impact the cap. You'd be bringing on the highest paid guard in football. I just don't see it. Now, you want that, you're welcome to it. And I wouldn't pan it. But you better be real careful when you decide I'm leaving the 3rd pick and I'm going to 23 overall. You've basically punted the first round. But that's what a deal would look like. Hold on. Sully's wiping his face from the sundae. Was it tasty?
Yes, but...
Well, let me go get the crushed peanuts from the I used to love that when my parents would put the little crushed peanuts on top of the sundaes.
Well, we're also forgetting that Bob Quinn's going to obviously give the Patriots a little bit of a hometown discount too. So maybe they wouldn't even accept the 87. That might be too much, but I still don't know if I would do that because yes, it sounds like a haul, but I mean, the number 3 pick, there's so much value there. That's really just a huge difference even between number 3 and number 23. And I really
go ahead, though. Put this to the people. The Mike Sullivan Dessert Sunday Quinn Patriots trade. Thuney, 23, 87, and a 2021 second. Would you do it? Go ahead, Mike.
I would love to know what people think because I.
What do you think?
I would not do it because I would not do it, Mike. I think number 3 is too valuable. You have a chance
and
to get a generational guy at number 3.
You gotta get Thuney signed because he's on the franchise. You're inheriting a hand grenade.
No, I would probably need next year's first instead of next year's second. But
hold on, fine, change it. It's immaterial to me. You want Thuney 23-87 and next year's one? Go ahead. You doing the deal?
That would be something I would do. Yeah. If you're getting
you know who wouldn't do it? Let me tell you who wouldn't do it. Bill Belichick.
No, he wouldn't do it. From a Lions perspective, I'm saying.
I can't create a deal that Belichick would never do. So we got to stay within the framework. And I got news for you. I'm generous giving you the 2021 second. But I wanted to make this something to ponder since demanded.
It's not crazy and it's not unrealistic because from the trade value chart or whatever it was you were looking at or just common sense, it would make it's within the same ballpark. I get that. But I still wouldn't give up number 3. I think it's too valuable of a pick. The Lions do have a chance by very, very simple math, guys. They can take Tua, they can take Burrow, or they can take Young. Without moving. One of those guys is going to be there.
You want to add a guy? Let me add a guy for you. And you could take Simmons. What you just named are the 4 best guys in this draft, potential-wise.
By far.
I don't think Joe Burrow is going to be a star. I don't. I think it's Tua, it's Chase, it's Simmons. Those are the 3 that have this freaky upside best player in sport thing. I don't think anyone's saying that with Okuda. I don't think anyone's saying it with Brown. No one, you know, an offensive lineman can't be the best player in the sport. The closest thing we have right now would be what? Quentin Nelson as a top 20 or top 30 guy as the best guard, basically, of my life. I mean, come on,
no,
man.
But that right there, what we're talking about, too, with sitting there and taking one of the top 4 guys in the draft, I think that also goes into the other discussion as people are constantly talking about trading the pick. I mean, how many Lions fans really even want them to trade the pick? Because we're sitting here talking about them being able to get a true elite player at the top of this draft class that's such a huge separation from the top 3-4 guys to everybody else. I really wonder how many people still, a couple days before the draft, are demanding or saying that the Lions must trade the pick. This is the move to trade the pick. You can still not trade the pick and sit there at 3 and take a generational type guy. You're going to be able to at number 3 without trading the pick. So unless they're really sold, which maybe they might be, sold on Okuda and we have to get him, but we can move down and get him. I don't know, man. I still think sitting there at number 3, you're going to have a chance to draft a guy that can absolutely be generational.
Let me go to a smart guy. We'll go to Andrew in Bloomfield Hills. What's up, Andrew?
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Here's the thing, and I think we can all agree. The first thing I want us to take Tua. I want us to take Tua at 3. That'd be incredible. We hold on to him for 1 to 3 years max. Let him develop. Let him heal up. but obviously that's not going to happen. Number two, we can get Jeff Okuda. It's not a problem, but I don't want him at three. We have to trade down. Now, a lot of experts are saying there's not a chance that we can trade down. And then that's fine. If we have to pick someone at three and it won't be Tua, I finally convinced myself.
Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah, that's the guy.
You know why? You're drafting on upside. Yeah. You're drafting on a projection that this guy could be the preeminent defensive weapon in football. And I get it.
Well, and also, I mean, we've all been saying, or we've been told that Patricia's this defensive guru and all that. But you know what? Put his name to the test. Pick up the best defensive player with the highest upside and do something with them. Like, they say the Patriots could do something with them. Well, this is our Patriots' best defensive coordinator guy. Let's see him do something with them. And if he fails, then great. We still have a great player in Isaiah Simmons. And whoever takes over the team next year will hopefully know what to do with them. And we still have this great talent on our team.
No, there's no argument. Listen, I'm just making a case to you. It's very simple. And Sully, it was eloquent. You cannot sit there and take a guy at three that's a luxury pick. Can't do it. I'm not drafting a corner at three. I need to be paid to move down to do it. Look, I don't think Bob Quinn, I'm not sure the demand is there because I think everyone in the league knows you're not taking a quarterback. Therefore, we don't need to bother with you. The Giants become the pick at four. And overall, listen, if Miami offered me five and what is it, 39, 37, whatever the hell it is. If they offered 5 and 39, I'd do the deal right now. Wouldn't think twice.
Now, Mike.
Wouldn't think twice.
I do, 3 minutes from now, have a piece of news that just came out for you. And it is regarding Miami possibly trading up to three. But it's for a name that we aren't even talking about right now.
Oh, my God, Michael, what have you done?
This is from it's a report that just came out from NBC Washington that I have to get your opinion on. This is crazy.
Next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.